I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. It's Thanksgiving Day in the U.S. People will be gathering with family and friends, typically around a turkey dinner, to give thanks. Unfortunately, for 3.5 million people who experience homelessness each year in the U.S., they won't be able to. They'll get their meals at places like rescue missions. Pray seeds of the gospel will be planted as Christians volunteer today. And finally, Thanksgiving is being celebrated in the U.S. today. And as we close our broadcast today, we asked our listeners and readers earlier this week what you're thankful for as it relates to missions.
I am so thankful for the opportunity to see firsthand Fred and Juliet, a young couple in the village of Kamankole, Uganda, pray to receive Christ. And I'm thankful for the bond of believers all over the world.
I'm thankful that God's word is going out through world radio like TWR and HCJB. I'm thankful for Wycliffe and JARS and for those who print scripture.
I am thankful to God for your email newsletter. It's important to remain up to date when it relates to mission.
We at the Middle East Christian Outreach are thankful that God hasn't given up on the Middle East and are grateful that there are an increasing number of young people today who haven't either.
At Shepherd's Ministries, we're thankful to partner with Mission Network News to share about all that God is doing in reaching people with intellectual disabilities and their families with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the book God's Smuggler by Brother Ranger. It's a true life thriller that will inspire you to reach out to the persecuted church. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the God's Smuggler link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.